that dogs can see Yamadutas. So can creatures other than human beings, including souls and planets other than our planet, can they access and see the spiritual level or the subtle level of reality? Firstly, I have not heard that all dogs have this capacity to see Yamadutas. So in certain situations, certain living beings may have capacities to see things which we can't see. So what animals do have some capacity, they call it the sixth senses. For example, when earthquakes occur, when some natural catastrophe, especially like an earthquake is happening, often dogs and certain other domestic animals start behaving very abnormally. And quite often, this has been so well documented, so consistently documented, that it is also used to, that is, that some researchers use that as a predictor for earthquakes. Because we're using our seismographs, we can measure earthquakes and we can predict it to some extent. But when the tectonic plates will actually move and cause an earthquake, the precise time of that is very difficult to predict. So through this, some people try to predict it. So definitely, different living beings have different kinds of powers. Vibhuti bhinnam, the Brahma Paramita says that different living beings have different kinds of vibhutis, different kinds of special powers. So some may have the power of paranormal perception in that sense. So some dogs may have certain capacities to do things which we human beings can't do, like sense that earthquakes are going to happen. So which living beings have which capacities? See, the subtle level of reality is perceivable for those who have subtle bodies. So devatas can see, perceive subtle reality. But as far as spiritual reality is concerned, that requires not just a body with a proper karmic qualification, that requires a purification of the heart. So even when the devatas, who are much more purer than us, who are in the cosmic hierarchy higher than us, even when the devatas go for praying with Brahma to the border of the universe, at that time they pray to Vishnu, and even the devatas are not able to see Vishnu. Although Vishnu appears or Vishnu responds, so it is Brahmaji who hears the voice of Vishnu and then he informs the devatas. So even higher beings may not be able to see spiritual reality. In 15.10, the Bhagavad Gita Krishna says that as long as we are deluded by material desires, we cannot see anything beyond matter. It is only when we are purified of material desires can we see spiritual reality. So the devatas also have material desires, although their desires usually are regulated within the circle of dharma, but they still have material desires. So they can't see spiritual reality. It is only those who are seasoned spiritualists, who have become purified by the practice of bhakti, that they can, itanto yoginischaina pashyante atmanyavastitam. 15.11, Krishna says that those who regularly practice yoga and situate themselves on the spiritual platform, they can see spiritual reality.
What kind of body?